You read a lot about the problems that your grandparents had being black. What are your problems? What problems have you had being a black writer?
Huh, that's an interesting question. I got a stumper. You know, the funny thing is, I think I was born at just the perfect time. I think it, being a woman, being a young writer, being a black writer, being a poet, there are so many opportunities now, really, for a lot of diversity of voices and approaches and histories in writing now. So I have not actually felt like I've faced a lot of stumbling blocks, but I'm very aware that had I come 10, 15 years earlier, I mean, I could mark the women of my generation who were the sort of first big names of, as young black writers, Rita Dove, Elizabeth Alexander, Natasha Trethewey, were kind of groundbreaking women and open doors, and I just kind of had the opportunity to walk through the doors that they opened. Well, Gwendolyn Brooks is earlier. I'm talking about, I'm just talking about people who are right, you know, Rita Dove is also a little bit older, but people who are right around my age who...
I just don't want to lose.
Yeah, oh no, but never forget Gwendolyn Brooks, because she's the guru, mother figure, yeah.